It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Coronavirus hospitalizations in Colorado went back up to near record levels Monday. More than 1,700 patients are hospitalized with a confirmed or suspected case of the virus. That figure dropped a bit over the last 2 days. Dr. Sandy Vijan is chief medical officer with one of the state's busiest hospitals, Parkview Medical Center in Pueblo. Last week, the hospital was so full it couldn't accept any patients. This week, it's still busy, but not overflowing.
About 10 days ago, the mayor put a curfew in place at 10 p.m. Over the last 2 weeks, most schools have gone to completely remote learning. I think today we are seeing a stabilization.
But he worries that case numbers and hospitalizations will shoot back up if too many families have large in-person gatherings on Thanksgiving. Tomorrow is the deadline for state lawmakers to finalize bills for the upcoming special legislative session on COVID-19 relief. The special session begins November 30th. CPR's public affairs reporter Benda Berkland has more.
State lawmakers are returning to the Capitol on Monday for a rare special session. Governor Jared Polis called lawmakers back to work to pass a state stimulus package on economic relief for restaurants, small business owners, rental assistance, and money for broadband access for students and educators. Lawmakers are returning to the Capitol in person, but some lawmakers with health concerns will be allowed to participate remotely. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
More Coloradans are relying on food pantries as the pandemic continues to affect public health and the economy. Kathy Underhill manages food distribution for the State Department of Human Services.
Overall, about 18% of food pantry clients have never visited a pantry before COVID hit. And that's a staggering number compared to normal.
In an ongoing state survey of food pantry clients, nearly half said they or someone in their family recently suffered a serious illness or death. Nearly a third of respondents have reported losing jobs or work hours, and more than 20% lost housing. Underhill says one big need statewide is for volunteers to make home deliveries to at-risk residents like older adults. It's 29 degrees in Denver this morning, 38 in Colorado Springs, in Fort Collins, 30 degrees. This is CPR News.